I believe that indicates a major move is imminent.
That's winter, Long Shadow said, and my enemies are in no hurry.
They're content to nibble me to death. This so-called liberator will never be satisfied that he has men and weapons enough.
He was right about that. Croker never stopped going after more.
The Howler joined the group, stifling a scream as he did so. He husked, "The enemy labor battalions have completed the paved road linking Taglios and Stormgart. A similar road is almost complete from Stormgart to Shadowlight."
Shadowlight lies near the heart of the most populous and prosperous region of the Shadowlands. Shadow Spinner had been overlord there. Nominally, the city and its environs still owed allegiance to Long Shadow. Yet our soldiers were building a road in the area untroubled. I wondered why. Croker's strategic plan didn't require it. He had no intention of besieging Shadowlight. That would tie up too many men for far too long.
Mogava grumbled. "They press us everywhere. No day passes but that we hear of the fall of another town or village. Many places the locals no longer resist at all. And it would be folly to assume that Croker and Lady will respect the season."
Long Shadow turned his dread mask toward Mogava, who flinched.
"Have you done anything to make it difficult to sustain a major campaign, General?"
An army must live off the land if it ventures far from home. You can't carry enough food and fodder to sustain it any length of time.
"Very little."
Mogava didn't show an ounce of contrition.
"I have my orders. And our enemies know what those orders are."
"What?" Now Long Shadow was testy.
"They expect me to sit still."
Mogava indicated Singh, who nodded agreement reluctantly.
"Their strategy assumes that I will defend one fixed point. Because your orders constrain me to do just that, they scatter their forces and attack everywhere. Blade cannot blunt their sword alone. The villages will not resist because the people know no help will come. I could defeat the fools in detail, in a short while, if our strategy changed suddenly."
"I don't think so," I thought, floating there smug in the knowledge that we had smoke.
"No!"
Long Shadow forced his quaking flesh to face southward. He glared at the plain of glittering stone.
"We will discuss military matters in private only, General."
Howler delivered a horrible scream edged with mockery. Singh practically dove through the hatchway. His contempt for the Shadow Master was obvious to everyone but Long Shadow.